Welcome to Bits About Books, the home for conversations with authors of breakthrough books on sales, marketing, and business. Founders, entrepreneurs, and individual professionals, we all need to keep track of ideas that are helping create our today and tomorrow. Bits About Books will strive to find those books and speak to their authors, go behind the scenes and understand what inspired the authors to write the books that they did and how they went about doing so. Through our conversations, we hope to gain insights that will help us to get the most out of our efforts. I'm your host, Shubhanjan Sarkar, founder of PitchLink, the next generation buyer-seller engagement platform, where our mission is to make buying easy. Today we have with us Raul Sanchez Gillo from Spain, author of the book 51 Sales Tips, Keys to Sell More and Succeed in Selling.
There are many, many changes today with the social selling, all the inbound marketing approaches of attracting the customer, not trying to sell. There are one thing that the people do not usually speak much about it, and it's a big challenge for the sales people, which is that now, right now, they must also become, somehow they must become writers, because it's something they are not trained for. For example, they are said, you must write a great content to attract and engage your customers, to educate your customers with new solutions. So you must write content in LinkedIn, on social media, on presentations to the customer, and they're trained to make business operations, but usually they are not trained to become writers. So that is a big challenge today.
Our guest today is Raul Sanchez Gillo, author of the book 51 Sales Tips. Raul has been working all over the world for over 18 years in B2B and B2C sales, mainly in exporting high technology equipments, opening new markets in more than 60 countries. In this new book, his second, Raul shares what has been very useful to him throughout his career, what really worked and what hasn't. Now on to this great episode of Bits About Books with Raul Sanchez Gillo. Hello, Raul. Welcome to Bits About Books. Hey, thank you for making time. You're all the way in Spain and I'm in Bangalore, so this is real fun. Let's start at the beginning. Tell us about yourself and what motivated you to write this book.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Subhanyang. And thank you for inviting me to this interview. And regarding your question, okay, this is my second book. The name is 51 Sales Tips. It's my second book. So why it was written? Probably because after I wrote my first book, which name was Sell More and Better, there was a lot of ideas, a lot of principles that were not included, and I wanted to complete somehow a series of books with more ideas, with more inspiration for the sales and business people. So it's something was still not finished in the first book. That's the idea, no? So I wanted to continue with new parts of the sales process that were not touched, and trying to cover more and more topics.
What were the broad areas that you wanted to cover in this book, and what have you finally been able to cover?
Okay, there are many different topics. Most of them are related to the modern selling. I mean, in the way that we want to help our client to buy. So there are many different concepts and ideas regarding keys and strategies to, for example, differentiate us from the competition, to avoid competing only on price and trying to sell for values. Or, for example, how to listen and asking better questions to the client, how to sell more without lowering the price. For example, another topic that I tried to include is how to overcome price objections or eliminate different costs in the client's mind and go beyond the price. For example, how to correctly qualify prospects, which is an important part of the sales process, qualifying the leads and prospects. And any other keys to make advance your sales funnel. And at the end, also speaking about steps for developing the proposal and how to close more sales. I mean, general topics, but all of them, the main thing is that they are not a list of tricks, because I do not believe in tricks, you know. So it's sales tips, but not sales tricks. I mean, because for me, yeah, because a sales trick is something which was working in the past, but you can use any trick, but you will always find new situations with customers and clients and business for which there is no script. I mean, the point is to understand the main concept behind that the situation and understand what is the balance between products, salesmen, and customers, and looking always to the long term, not to the short term of making a sale today, but looking to the long term to optimize the customer satisfaction and getting their loyalty, which is the final goal.
Right. So let me pick up one topic. You say that you advise people to avoid competing on price and sell for value. So will you elaborate a bit on that?
Yeah, okay, there are many ways. I mean, first they must understand what is the meaning of value, and in that, for that part, I include in the book the formula of the perceived value and all the different parts of this formula. And in the book, you can find what are the different parts that you must work to increase this value. Besides that, of course, another way to not compete only on price is to try to differentiate from the competition. Okay, and there are many ways to be different, to positioning with new advantages and features, to change your type of service and level of service, which is very important. Or mainly, for example, offering complementary services and products, or specializing in a special market needs, or, for example, using the techniques like the storytelling, or improving the customer experience. I mean, there are many ways to differentiate, and of course, one of the ways is the salespeople itself, because the salesperson must know how to differentiate themselves as well from the competition. Maybe they are selling similar products that their competitors, and maybe the company is also similar, but at the end they are different. They are a professional seller that must add some kind of value to their client. So in that case, the differentiation is the sales professional as well. Because the salesperson is also part of the product.
Right. So I have two questions from this particular point, and then we'll move on to others. One is that, can you explain a little bit about the value formula or the value matrix that you speak of in the book? What are the components of that?
Oh, it's a very simple one. Yes. It's just a small formula to make clear the concepts that sometimes they are not clear in the mind of the salespeople. And the point is that the perceived value formula is a mental operation that the buyer makes in their mind, because it's perceived. It's something in the mind of the customer. I'm not speaking about cost or other kind of manufacturing cost, no? But I'm speaking about perceived values in the mind of the customer. Normally, this is basically the difference between what they receive and what they give. So in that case, there are a lot of the total benefits and or advantage that the sales people is offering is some part of the formula, and is the part that they must insist much in the differential benefits, in the differential advantage of the product or service, in the added values, in some intangible values such as, for example, the brand and the quality. And then you have the second tier of the formula, which is all the prices and also other kind of cost that usually people do not think about. There are, for example, psychological cost in the mind of the customer that must be overcome. There are energy for cost for the purchase. So the point is to make easy for the customer to purchase, to make it easy. Otherwise, if you don't reduce this kind of mental cost, if they have a negative perceived value, then the price is the barrier And generally, what they will not buy, they will say that it is very expensive, and they will not perceive nothing beyond the price. So the value proposal must be based in increasing this part of the formula, which is positive, to overcome the force of the price. And at the end is to explain to your client why they should buy from you and not to your competition.
So the second point was that you mentioned very emphatically that you, the salesperson, also have to be a differentiator in this process. So that if you're selling a sort of a commoditized product or service, which means you have multiple competing products, in that case, the salesperson himself could be a differentiator. How so? How can the salesperson be the differentiator?
Okay, in the, it is very important that the first they must be an expert. I mean, otherwise it is difficult to be able to add that value to the customer. The value must see these salespeople as an expert, as somebody to trust. So because this is always in the philosophy of creating and building trust with the customer. And that is necessary to be an expert of the product, but also they need to have a deep understanding of the market, of the competition, so that they are able to solve the customer's problems. I mean, not trying to sell, but trying to help the customer problems and to understand what problems they have in their market. For example, in B2B markets, to understand what are the problem his customer is having with their own customers. So at the end, is trying to become a partner and not to become just a provider. But that means they have to differentiate with this kind of different attitude, different focus, trying to help and not trying to sell.
Right. So that's your first principle, right? You are talking of that modern selling is not about selling, but about helping customers buy.
Yeah, because there is no other way today. Maybe in the past, the tricks can work, but now, I mean, the tricks have no any sense. I mean, you must bring any additional value and anything that helps the customers, because they have the different motivations and different needs. And if you don't understand these needs and these motivations, maybe you can make an operation today, but you will not repeat.
Let us take a short break. When we come back, we will ask if Rawls sees any fundamental change the selling process is undergoing over the past few years.
You are listening to a Show How To audio original. Podcasting is one of the fastest growing content marketing avenues today. We can help you exploit this largely untapped marketing opportunity. We can craft your audio strategy and leverage the wide reach and easy streaming capability that smartphone penetration provides. It is powerful and personal. Talk to us to find out how podcasting can help you build your brand and reach out to target audiences.
Welcome back to this insightful discussion with Raul Sanchez-Gillo, author of 51 Sales Tips, Keys to Sell More and Succeed in Selling. How has selling changed fundamentally in the past few years? Let's find out.
How? I mean, while we are on this topic, how do you see selling is fundamentally changing, and why do you think it is changing from, say, the past 20 years or 30 years and over the last 5-7 years?
Okay, yes, okay. There has been many changes. I mean, but one thing is clear. I mean, the customer's changes, the way of selling is changing. But there are many ideas and principles like the ones I mentioned in the books. This is something I want to vindicate, which is the human side of selling, that they are still valid. They are still there and they don't change, because they are eternal concepts that have been there in sales, in business for centuries. You know what I mean? So many things change. Today, the customer is a super client, but the idea of being customer-centric is still valid. I mean, this kind of idea of solving the problems are still valid, but it requires that the salespeople have clear all the basic principles. I mean, have clear what they sell, have clear about what is the product, understanding of the product and knowing the advantages, and of course the seller must defend his value proposition, but always seeking to satisfy the customer and not for the sale itself. But anyway, besides this, there are many changes today. For example, with the social selling, all the inbound marketing approaches of attracting the customer and not trying to sell. But then behind these new ways of selling with the social selling through LinkedIn and so on, there are one thing that the people do not usually speak much about it, and it's a big challenge for the sales people, which is that now, right now, they must also become, somehow they must become writers. You understand what I mean? Because it's something they are not trained for. For example, they are said, you must write a great content to attract and engage your customers, to educate your customers with new solutions. So you must write content in LinkedIn, on social media, on presentations to the customer, write, they are forced to write content. And it's something usually that they are not trained, because they are trained to sell, and they're trained to make business operations, but usually they are not trained to become writers. You know what I mean? So that is a big challenge today, because it is supposed they must make a follow-up with the customers, they must write very beautiful emails, they are beautiful presentations, or whatever kind of things that requires to be a writer. And also writing in a clear way that specify the advantage and the differentiation of the products and understanding the customer's problems, but and that must be done in a clear way. So, and that is a challenge, because they are not get used to this kind of writing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that brings me to another point you had mentioned earlier, that one of the functions of the salesperson is to qualify a lead. And now you are talking about their challenge in terms of becoming writers. So my question is that a good role expansion for sales? I mean, are we not trying to tell salespeople to become marketing people? Because that has been the traditional role of marketing, to create content, to create brand awareness, and so on and so forth, qualifying leads. Why should a salesperson who is an expensive resource spend his time qualifying or spend his time writing instead of actually interacting with customers? What is your view on that?
Yes, of course. Okay, I say that not in every case, but they must be aligned with the marketing people. I mean, the marketing people may write a beautiful content, but the main ideas must be given from the salespeople to the marketing people. You know what I mean? Because they are the ones in front of the customers, so they are the ones to create ideas. The main points. Okay, they must discuss these points with the marketing people or with anyone in charge of creating this content. But what will be the content about? They know what are the problems that their customers are facing every day. So they must be able to resume, to have a clear idea about that, and then to be able to place it in writing, you know. Maybe the final result will be done by marketing, or maybe done by another guy. But they need to have this kind of writing capacity, writing skill.
Yes, agreed. I agree with you. So that brings me to the other part, that this the traditional funnel that we use in sales, is that still applicable according to you? And what are you talking about when you talk about keys to advance the customer through your sales funnel? What is it that you are talking about there?
It depends on the market. I mean, there are many markets in which this traditional funnel is working fine. In others, maybe you need to introduce new sales processes and expand it the different stages. But basically, the needs, the decision, the argumentation, the proposal, I mean, at the closing, at the end, the funnel is always the same. But anyway, especially in B2B environments, they are more complex, the sale, and usually it takes longer time. So it means that it takes longer time to make a business finish. This process must be adapted to the specific needs of the sector, So every funnel must be adapted as well to these new markets and new sectors that include other things. For example, they include multi-channels, contacts with the customer. So this kind of presentation of the solution of the product or developing the solutions must include also these new channels, no? These new social selling, for example, or other kind of monitoring results with new technology apps, technology tools. Of course, introducing a CRM, a customer relationship management software, and all these kind of things must be included in the new sales processes. I mean, it depends on the market, you know.
Right.
There are markets which are more simple, others are more complex. But in B2B, the steps of the process are getting longer.
Right. Right.
So in that case, it means more important that the salespeople get training in making this how to advance the sales opportunity through the different phases, no?
Right. Right. So you also talk of closing more sales, right?
Yeah.
In the book.
Yeah.
So what are the few tips that you have shared in the book about closing?
Okay. I don't want to make any spoiler, but in the book at the end, the chapter regarding the closing sales is basically a resume of all the previous points. I mean, because the closing is just another step more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just another piece. And other pieces must be perfectly aligned in the right direction so that the whole sales process is successful. I mean, close is not the last step. Hmm. It's another step more. So it means that it depends on the previous steps that must be done properly, okay? So it requires, for example, micro closings or micro commitments with the customer along the sales process. I mean, you need to get from the customer the commitment, for example, or getting a demonstration of your product or wanting to try the product or a commitment, a micro closing of how to go to the final decision maker with the support of, for example, an influencer into the company, or how to get the technical approval of the product in the company. I mean, all these kind of micro steps must be micro closings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To get into the final close. You understand what I mean?
Yeah. So basically, you advance the decision making and break it down into multiple steps and get buy-in at the small level so that ultimately the entire buy-in is over.
Yeah, but of course, following all the different tips that I mentioned in the book. I mean, you need to keep in mind all the different ideas regarding the how to look for the customer needs, how to differentiate, how to solve problems, how to overcome price objections. How to change your way you are selling, getting better a consultant rather than just an order taker, you know what I mean? How to listen better to your client. I mean, all these steps must be done before the final closing. Otherwise, you will never get to the final close.
Is there anything else which is a highlight of the book?
Okay, this book is, I think it's a perfect complement to any other sales books. I mean, there are many sales books in the market, okay? And from all of them, you can learn many things. But I think this is a perfect complement to others. I mean, you can learn this to better get the benefits of the others. I mean, if you are able to understand the main concepts included in the books, then you will be able to get a better advice of the other sales books that you can read. I mean, you know what? Because basically, this is regarding eternal sales concepts that must be clear in the mind of the salespeople and in the mind of the businessman, or the business owner of the company. There are eternal fundamentals.
Tell us where can we find the book? Where is it available? And how can people reach out to you if they need to?
I am a self-published author. I mean, I don't have any editorial behind me, so that they can find me in the main online platforms. For example, the main one is Amazon. They can find my books in Amazon India, in format, in digital format, or in print format as well in Amazon. Or also, for example, they can find my books in iTunes store, in digital format, in the iTunes, for the people who love the Apple. They can also find the books in Google Play Books, in Kobo, and many other online platforms, but mainly in these ones I'm mentioning: Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, and so on. In the different Amazon platforms, and in India is available as well. And at any case, if they have any problem to find my book, they can contact me. They can follow and connect with me in LinkedIn, or in Twitter, or in Pinterest, or in many different platforms. Just searching for my name, for Raúl Sánchez Gilo, they can find me, and they can contact me, and I will be happy to help and answer any question they may have.
Wonderful. Raúl, it's nice speaking to you about your book. And is there another book in the making?
Okay. not yet, but who knows in the future? I don't know.
Bits About Books is brought to you by PitchLink, the buyer-seller engagement platform. PitchLink makes buying easy by enabling high-quality engagement between buyers and sellers through its presentation and discussion modules. Sellers create customized sales narratives using sales collaterals and personal videos, and reach out to prospects through a non-intrusive, buyer-qualified engagement. PitchLink requires no installation or download and holds the entire repository of sales collaterals and buyer-seller conversations. Talk to us to know more about how you can engage with customers without intrusion. Call us on 99021-631-32.
So it was wonderful having you on the show. I really appreciate your taking time and sharing your thoughts about why you wrote the book and what you wrote. I am sure our listeners will find a lot of value. And I ask all of them to go and check out the book. It's available on Amazon and Google Play and iTunes and Kobo and all the other platforms. And links will be available in the show notes. I'll also link to Raúl's LinkedIn profile. So all of you who want to reach out to him, please do. Raúl, have a wonderful day, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much to you. It has been a pleasure. A big hug from Spain to India.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Coming up next, another exciting episode of Bits About Books with Diane Helbig.
When we are in this always closing sales mindset, we think everybody we meet is a potential customer. We've decided, or we have been told, that if we are just convincing enough, if we are eloquent enough, the other person is going to want to buy from us. So first of all, that's not true. People buy because they need something or they want something, and they trust the person who's selling it. And the way they trust that person is they believe the person cares about them more than the person cares about making a sale. So the only way we can do that is to be genuinely curious about the person we're talking to. That's number one. Number two, we have this weird belief that any business is good business, that we just have to generate revenue. And the truth is that that's garbage.
Thank you for being with us today on Bits About Books, where we talk to authors about breakthrough books on sales, marketing, and business. We hope this conversation helped inform and motivate as we all navigate a rapidly changing business environment. For us, these are enlightening conversations enriched with knowledge and expertise. We encourage you to go out and buy the book to learn firsthand and implement some of the great ideas we discussed today. We hope to have you with us again in the next exciting episode of Bits About Books. If you liked what you heard, subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast platforms like iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts from, and give us a rating while you are at it. This Show How To Original podcast is produced for PitchLink, the next generation buyer-seller engagement platform, where the mission is to make buying easy by Show How To Audio. Hosted by Shubhanjan Sarkar and Rajiv Aditya, and produced by Rajiv Aditya. See you next time, and have a wonderful day.